The Police Council has given the Special Task Force investigating cases of recruitment fraud up to the 20th of this month to submit the findings of their investigations. At a meeting, the Council called for the strengthening of the recruitment process to prevent the recurrence of such cases. The Acting Director of Police Public Relations, Superintendent Cephas Arthur, briefing behind the news on the meeting, said the service has not yet passed any judgment on interdicted colleague COP Patrick Timbilla. He asked the public to desist from passing negative comments and judgment on COP Timbilla as investigations are still ongoing.
The police administration met the police council and briefed them about the steps that the police administration has taken so far to get to the bottom of the whole incident. The council was also briefed by the special task force set up to investigate the incident. The council, I must say, endorsed all the steps taken by the police administration to investigate the recruitment fraud. The council also approved of the administration's invocation of police disciplinary procedure in handling the matter. The council further tasked the Inspector General of Police to continue to strengthen his supervisory role to ensure that the investigation is conducted with utmost efficiency. After the meeting with the council, the IGP conveyed this to the general public through the media and added that the general reforms put in place by the police administration have led to the strengthening of the recruitment processes and procedures, thereby making it impervious to more practices and eventually giving off the event that we witnessed about a week ago. He further said that the service would continue to enhance our systems, or the system that it has put in place to improve the process. Let me hasten to add that the council gave the task force up to 20th March 2015 to complete its work. So in a nutshell, that is the new development so far.
Are you saying that is that a result of reforms in the recruitment process that led to the unraveling of this particular scam?
That is so, because the last backlog that we cleared in 2014, that is the one pending since 2012, we cleared in 2014, and in the course of that, the police administration put some strenuous measures in place to check against some more practices, to the extent that the police hospital was moved from the hospital to the recruitment ground, the National Police Training School, Tesano, to ensure that they conducted the medical test at the recruitment center. And the bank that the police was working with was also moved to the recruitment ground to take the monies, the tokens that were received from candidates for medicals. So it was paid directly to the bank official at the recruitment ground. Vetting and fingerprint investigation or examination was also done on the recruitment ground, which hitherto was done at the CID headquarters medical, which hitherto was done at the police hospital, and payment of money, which hitherto was done at other places apart from paying to the bank directly. So you realize that the recruitment processes were strengthened, were tightened.